Welcome back. I have a special guest with me tonight. He hasn't been on the podcast in a while, but you guys are very familiar with him, or you should be if you listen to my podcast. I have Tolu with us today. Tolu, say hi to everyone.
Hey.
Hey, how are
Black
you doing?
good. Black bruvs don't cheat.
Oh my God, are we really choosing violence? Right
No,
now.
no, no. I had to shout out to my UK brethren, you know.
My goodness. Well, I guess they say hi back.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, this episode, guys, that really threw me off. But this episode, guys, is all about wandering eyes in relationships. So I really wanted to have a male perspective because I think as women, sometimes, like we have these internal conversations amongst ourselves and in our group chat, with the girls. And it might be with a guy that we're dating or maybe a guy that we're in a relationship with, and we go out with him and he sees a girl that looks pretty, or her ass is fat, or whatever the case might be. And we see him looking and we feel some type of way. And I wanted to have a conversation with a man to get their understanding interpretation of what that is. Is it detrimental in a relationship? Is it something that should cause concern? And then what's his tips, if there's any? To women in that scenario and in that situation. So Tolu, I hope you're ready because I'm about to grill you.
Go right ahead. Now, to be fair to all your fans out there, I'm going to try my best to answer this topic because I didn't really have a lot of time to like think about it.
Right.
So,
What? Oh my God. Okay. All right. Don't worry. You know what? You don't have to think about it. I want it to be off
pure.
the hat. Yeah, pure. Honest conversation, okay? So let me start by this. Tolu, you've been in relationships before, serious and casual, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty fair to say.
Okay. And within, those relationships, have you ever admired another woman while you were either out and about on a date? Et cetera, et cetera.
So, to be honest, my serious relationships were far and few in between.
Okay.
So, I don't have an extraordinary amount of experience in that area. Because when I was with the women that I chose to be with, I tried my best out of respect to not let them see me or not look at other women when I was with them. But every now and then, something might catch your eye and you just look. But that was not an often occurrence in my very few, not super long-term, very serious relationships.
Okay. And have you ever got caught looking?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, maybe,
Yeah.
possibly. Nobody. I've never been confronted.
Right. Okay. And so I know that you said that you made an active effort to not look.
Right.
What made you feel that you had to do that? Because I know a lot of guys say, I'm looking, there's nothing wrong with looking. I'm with you. I don't understand the problem. You're so insecure, et cetera, et cetera. A woman's take is it's not about insecurity. It might be fueled by insecurity due to her, past issues that she probably had to deal with from someone else. But it's a respect thing, like be respectful. 'Cause we all look. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say women, don't
Man,
look.
I've caught my women looking at times. I mean, I didn't say
Have
anything.
you?
No, I have. I mean, it's not, it's no big deal, you know.
Yes, you're never supposed to allow them to catch you.
No, it's a you know, I mean, when you're around somebody all the time,
Right.
you know, we're not machines, right?
Right. And did you honestly not feel any type of way about it, or did you feel some type of way? Like, is that what she likes?
I'll be real. You know, a lot of these were when I was younger, or, you know, and so I went from no experience to just jumping into the dating market, right?
Right.
You know, so, you know, because it was college and I, you know, exposed to women. And you know, you get popular somehow, so you just get a lot of access. But I was not seasoned enough to be able to handle the person I'm giving all my attention to, giving attention to somebody else. So I'll be honest, you know, I felt a little kind of way. You know, I'm like, I'm doing all, and plus I was a dude back then who just did the most. So to
What
me,
is did the mo what does that mean?
I mean, like courting, and then you know. Because I grew up watching 90s TV shows and black comedies, and I was like, oh, you're beautiful, you're amazing. You know, I'll do everything, I'll give you the moon and the sun, all that shit, all that unrealistic stuff. So
Right.
I did the most. So I'm like, oh, damn, I'm doing all that. And you over there looking over there, you know.
Right. Okay. You know what? I appreciate that honesty because I feel like a lot of times that when women feel some type of way or they get in their feelings, right, about their man, looking at another woman, guys always try to doubt, and not all guys, some guys will try to downplay the situation. They either make you feel dumb for feeling that type of way, even though it's disrespectful as hell, or they play into your insecurity that you already have and that you probably haven't dealt with, right?
Right, but
So,
again, I was very young back then, so
okay.
I grew out of that.
Wait, okay. So, are you trying to gauge your emotional intelligence at the time to say that, you would not feel that type of way now because you have matured?
I'll say that I've come to the I came to a point. I mean, you know, nobody, I mean, if I'm in a relationship, we have a respect level where we're not like gawking at people,
Right.
hopefully. But I've come to the point where it's like, look, I can't worry about what you do every freaking day.
Right.
You know, it's like if you do something, I'll address it, I'll make a decision. You know, I can leave, I can stay or whatever, but I'm not going to stress over, is she looking at that guy? Is that guy? I'm not looking. I mean, I got there's too many problems in the world to worry about, and there are too many great things in the world to experience to focus on if this person is somewhat attracted to this person over here, you know? For me, at least.
Okay, so if you were in a serious relationship, you've say probably you've been with this person for under a year, okay? You've gone out, you've taken her out, you've had a great night, wined and dined her, you may be heading to your second spot. As you're en route, she sees this tall, good-looking guy. And she's looking. And the thing is not it's a sweeping glance. It's eye contact is made. Maybe she looks away, he's staring, and you've witnessed all of this. Are you going to say something to your girl, or are you going to keep your mouth shut? Why or why not?
That is a game time decision. I can't give you my reaction to a hypothetical situation because I might do the opposite. That is a game time. I would be inclined to maybe make a joke because I use humor a lot just in general because I just like humor.
Right.
I might say something like, "Damn, that nigga must look like me," or
Right.
something like that. You know, along those lines, I'll say something like that. Like
Right.
that, that nigga does look like me a little bit. You know,
Right.
or something, or just something to break the tension.
Right.
You know,
Right.
but I'm going to try to be honest here. When I was younger, when I dated before, because I took a long hiatus from dating for multiple reasons that not really has to do with the opposite sex, just life situations. When I was dating, I, you know, before my last girlfriend, I really did not appreciate the attention given to others because of the attention that I gave. But again, like I said, it took some maturity to kind of change the way I look at that.
Okay. Let me tell you a scenario that happened with me. I had gone on a date, and I mean, the guy that I went on a date with wasn't necessarily, from an aesthetic point of view, what I normally go for, right?
So he probably feels uncomfortable about that, possibly.
Well, that's the thing, is he didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He didn't know that. It's not something I vocalize. I don't go, hey, by the way, you're not really my type.
Like, no, but no, if the guy knows you, because, like, let's be real. I know the girls that I dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the type of dudes that they dealt with, and I can look at them and look at me and see if there are any differences. If that guy knew you, he probably notices, like, hey, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't know me that well.
Okay.
To know what I normally go for. So in terms of aesthetic, I tend to date guys 5'10" and above, right? That's kind of my thing. I normally date guys tall. I normally date tall guys. Anyways, he was not tall. And maybe this was not more so because it was my aesthetic, maybe because as a shorter man, I think men recognize other men. You guys always do. And
wow. Thank you for telling me.
I mean, I'm just stating the obvious. But we had gone out, and mind you, have been enjoying this person's company, never had an issue, never had a problem. And I realized that as we were waiting to be sat down at our table, well, we were deciding whether we wanted to, you know, sit at a table or just head to the bar and wait there to be seated. We decided to go to the bar, but in route to the bar, there was this guy who walked in, and he was 6'2", tall, handsome man. I hadn't even noticed him yet. The person who I was with noticed him, looked at me, and was like, was waiting for me to react, right? So the minute that I saw this man walk in, just as you do, you know, you're scouring the room, nothing on toward, he looked at me, he was like, oh, so that's what you like?
So first of all, I wasn't even there, but that nigga must have looked like me. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. But no. So he saw him first.
Yeah. Looked at me. I hadn't even spotted him yet.
So you saw him, see him, and then look at you.
Well, I saw him looking at me, and I was like, why is he looking at me like that? Because he was looking at me like, you know how when someone's looking at you to try to gauge your reaction or something? So it wasn't making any sense. So when I finally looked in the direction and where he was looking at, and the guy was literally walking in towards us, he would have to pass us, I noticed him, and I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So the minute I put my eyes on him and I saw him, he instantly was like, oh, so that's what you like?
Yeah, that guy's insecure.
And I was like, and I think it was because of the height, right? So
I wasn't there, but if it played out the way you say it played out, so I have to throw that caveat. If it played out the way you say it played out,
yeah, then
that gentleman is very insecure.
Right. I mean, I could understand, you know, because I feel like guys who are shorter, you know, they have this, not, I don't really like to use the Napoleon complex, but I do think that
it's a real thing. Let's not pretend.
It is. But I also think that guys are also, you know, kind of aware, just like us women, like, we can notice a beautiful woman in a room, right?
It's the same exact thing. You're right.
It's the same exact thing. Absolutely correct. And you might be solid in yourself, and then you might see this woman, you'd be like, oh my God, damn, she's gorgeous. And then you start shifting in yourself, and you're just thinking, wait, what's going on here? Like, I know I look good, but this woman is making me, you know, feel some type of way. So I think that's what it was. Like, solid guy, solid, solid guy. But I just think that when it comes to height, and we all know women like tall men, even if we're not tall ourselves, because I'm nowhere close to being tall. you know, he was waiting for me to respond. And then the funny thing was, we sat down and I saw a woman who, I mean, she was cute. And she was literally right in the eye, kind of like eye line direction of where he was. And instantly I thought to myself was, I know he's going to look, right? Because I spotted her, so I know he spot her. And then I had to check myself, and I had to say, okay, and he looks, so what?
Well, can I say, first of all, that's a really fucked up date. She's looking at that guy, and then you're like, damn, I think she's looking at that girl. Like, are y'all dating each other? Like, what's going on here? Like, this is a crazy date right now.
It was a good date. It was. But what I'm saying to you is, this is the reality of when you go out on dates, right? When you're out and about, there are people that you are going to come across, or you're going to encounter, whether or not it's by choice, right? And I think a lot of the times is what happens is that people sit here and they pretend as if, you know, there's here, and people get offended when their partners, you know, catch a look. And I wanted to really have this conversation because you don't understand what goes down in the group chat. Like, people get into legit argument about this.
About, I mean, was it like couples or people arguing against, like, a woman arguing against another woman?
No, couples, people who are dating are like, I see you looking at her. I saw you looking at him. Is that what you like? Like, people really feel some type of way. And
that is extreme insecurity, in my opinion. Warranted,
though, because this is why I wanted to have a conversation, though. Because I feel like a lot of times is people chalk it down to insecurity. But I feel like there's also people who are disrespectful with looking.
Right. So let me address that. Let me address that element to it, right? Okay. There's a look and there's a gawk, right?
Right.
A look is like, oh, just like, you know, when you go out with a girl, and this is not a complete equivalency, but like, she stops at a store and like, that dress is amazing. Or that purse is beautiful. Or that, you know, it's like, if something just catches your eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know women are, apart from men, are attracted to things that look nice, right? Or that might look nice on them. And it's not, and sometimes you might not be aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, men are biologically attracted to parts of women.
Mm-hmm.
And a responsible man will take a peek or look and then look away. And if he's really trying to be I'm not saying everybody has to try to be super respectful, because that's just being chivalrous. You know, you're trying to get to know somebody. But I mean, if they're trying in the least bit, it'd be a short glance, or if they're trying to be, you know, respectful, don't look at all. But if you look at people who've been dating for married or for years, I mean, they're not tripping over that. I feel like they're not tripping over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've known each other, they've dealt with each other, they've gotten used to each other so much, like, they're not really worried about that look if it's not gawking, right? If you're gawking at somebody, that's disrespectful to the person you're with, and it's disrespectful to the person you're looking at.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's so uncomfortable.
Right, but if it's just these men and women, they do dress up and take care of themselves to get the attention. So they want you to look. But again, the gawk is just like, what are you doing? But
yeah,
let me
the go gawk, ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I was gonna say the gawk is hella disrespectful. I mean, especially being the woman on the receiving end of that gawk. And then not only on that, looking at another woman while her boyfriend or her husband is staring at you.
Man, some women like that stuff. Let's not pretend.
Oh no, listen, there's some women who love it, okay? As you said, they get dressed up, they get dolled up just to seek the attention, and they love it even more so when it comes from a man who has another woman. Like, you know, some people get off on that. But being in the situation, like I've been in a situation where I'm minding my business and this guy is staring me down and he's with his girl and she's looking at me, he's looking at me, and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. And I feel bad for her because I'm like, yo, your dude is disrespectful as hell and he doesn't care.
Right. So let me tell you where I
he's gonna call her insecure.
Well, let me get to where I feel like it's actually disrespectful, right?
Right.
Like we address the gawk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gawk, that's just disrespectful to your girl. You should never let your person you will see you just, you know, enamored by another person. That's disrespectful. I don't care if you've been married for 10 years or you're just dating. But the look, I mean, I told you before that men would sleep with anything, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
But men will not spend time, effort, and money with someone that they're not serious about.
Right.
Men will sleep with almost anything, mm-hmm. and they're attracted to a lot. But again, men show their respect, appreciation, and love by going on a date with you, paying for the date, having a conversation with you, listening to your problems, trying to help you out with things, spending time with you. So if he's doing all those things all mm-hmm. the time, it's like, damn, what the fuck? I'm doing everything. And I just looked at this chick for a second. I mean, she got a big butt. You see it? I just looked for a second. Then I turned mm-hmm. away. But I'm not about to leave. I'm not about to drop you and go over there. Like, no, I'm still paying for this date that we're on right now.
Right.
You know, and I'm still going to, you know, ride home with you. And we're still going to have a long conversation. And I'm still going to talk to you. Like, you know, don't throw away the whole cake. Don't throw away the whole cake because a piece of the pie went to somebody else. That's not a good saying.
That's a horrible analogy. Totally.
That's a horrible analogy. No, all right, I take it back. It's not a horrible analogy. It gets to the essence of what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Yeah, she stole his attention for like 2 seconds. But you're about to have it for the rest of the 23 hours and 59 minutes and 58 seconds of the day. She just took 2 seconds away.
Right.
Let it die. Now, if he's gawking, that's a different situation.
Right. No.
If he just appreciated something, or not even appreciated. Sometimes it's not even like he's appreciating. It's like, damn, oh, that shit caught me on guard. I was not expecting to see a big ass today, right now.
I understand that. And I think it speaks to having like a level of self-confidence, right? Because, I mean, I've been out and about with someone and I've seen this woman. I mean, her ass was ridiculous. Like, it caught me off guard. I had to say something because I was like, my God, like, goddamn, like, her ass is crazy. And he was like, of course he's going to look.
See, that's the type of ass that makes the man and the woman look.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. And the thing is she knew her ass was ridiculous because she wore these leggings that literally, I mean, little mama knew what she was doing, right? She came out that house commanding the attention of everybody. And she was like, you were going to look at me. And I mean, my goodness, we looked. I mean, I looked. And when I said what I said, I knew instantly he was going to look, right? Listen, I will never be able to compete with a woman like that.
But it's, don't funny, want like, it's not even compete. So look, let me finish. I was going somewhere and I kind of went off on a tangent, but I was getting
right,
there.
Go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is that, okay, the look, what is it followed by? If it's just a look and then back to business as usual, then it might be innocent. If it's a look and then this person has a history of stepping out, this person has a history of following up on these things, then a look is disrespectful. But if this person has a history of being faithful and has a history of not doing these things, then it shouldn't be taken. That's when it's not, to me, not that disrespectful.
Right.
So that's the line for me. Like, if I have a girl, first of all, if she cheated, you know, we probably wouldn't even be together. But I mean, depending on the scenario. But if she has a history of, so I had a girl, I had an ex-girlfriend, right? I had an ex-girlfriend, and she loved male attention. And it stems because, you know, she broke down that her dad never showed affection, and he couldn't even say "I love you" and stuff like that. And their parents had a tense relationship. But she just loved the affection of guys. Like, even like a bum ass nigga will walk past, and if the bum ass nigga complimented her, she'd be like, "Oh, thank you," and we talking to him and stuff like this. Well, I'm just nice, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I noticed very early that she loved the attention of men, right?
Right.
But I ignored it for a second, you know, in the beginning. But then, like, she attended a church, right? And I feel like the sole reason she attended that church is because all the guys there were always all over her. Not the sole reason, but a very strong reason why she liked that church so much. Because they, and when I mean all over her, I mean, so guys have a thing where fuck boys, they'll fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But decent men, if they're all over you, they won't sleep with you, but they will be very nice to you. They'll do things like, "Oh, let me help you with your this," or if you're a pastor in the church, "Let me be your mentor." Or if you're a, you know, somebody, they'll do things that are pretty innocent, but it's based on the fact that they're attracted to you or you stand out, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the main reason, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion. She could refute it. Well, she's not going to be on a podcast, but the main reason why she was so entrenched in that church, one of the pastors, she's like, "Oh, this is my dad. This is, you know, I love him so much," you know, but again, she loved male attention. Matter of fact, she ended up marrying one of the guys from the church who was just all over her. Like, it's crazy. Like, even when we were dating, this dude was just always there. You know what I'm saying? But one day I came to church, and it was like really handsome. Oh, yeah, you know, and, you know, we got a, you know, there's colorism. It's a very handsome, very like bright older man, right? And I'm walking, and I'm going, and I'm coming to her church, right? So I get there, and they're both at the door talking, but his arm is around her waist. Ooh. And they don't realize, because I'm her boyfriend at this point, right?
Yeah.
They don't realize that I'm talking, I'm here greeting them, and they're talking, and that his hand is over her waist, and it's appropriate. And it's, so then I have to like say something, and like, "Oh, let me let you guys do what you do," and I walked away. So I'm coming there to meet her, right?
Right. So
I'm coming there to meet her. I see this, then I say, "Oh, let me let you guys do what you're doing," and then I walk away. And then I think that's when she realized, "Oh shit, this guy's hands around my waist," and you know, and this is a very handsome, old, but he's a much older man though, right? But again, this is why you need to understand the people that you're with. You need to know their dispositions and their complexes. And like I said, she had a father who didn't give a fuck about showing any emotion. You know what I'm saying? Because they're African. You know what I'm saying? They're Africans. You know?
Yeah.
And yeah. there was a tense relationship, and he couldn't even say "I love you." Mm. You know, he would say she forced him to say. Well, I mean, but let me not get too much of her business, right?
Right.
But that's when I said, okay, like a normal person, this shit wouldn't kind of be disrespectful, but for you, you have history,
right?
You know, I, and then you ended up getting married to the guy, one of the guys at the place who gave you all the attention, and I'm telling you, like, you like attention, you know?
Right.
So that's a scenario where it's, to me, it's warranted to kind of be like, look, you gotta get that together. But I've also been with women in the past where they had more control over, they just weren't so reckless with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I wouldn't catch them they had the respect to not let me, to not get so into it, to let me catch them, like, with another guy with their arm around your waist, and you're just sitting there kind of like eating it up, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
they had the sense. So for them, if they looked at somebody, I'm like, all right, whatever, man. It's, at the end of the day, every relationship to me is a test, right?
Mm.
And yeah. It's a case study. I'm sorry. Every relationship is until I get married or whatever, it's a case study. So I don't look at it as, oh shit. Oh, she doesn't like me. I hate myself, or I did this wrong. I look at it, okay, so this is what it is.
Mm-hmm. When
I move, if I stay or if I go, now I know that this is the thing. I know how to react to it, and I know how to deal with it. But I'm not there like, oh, so you looking at another nigga. So everything, I'm like, nah, like, I mean, if this don't work out, I'll use this information for the next person.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll know that this means this and that means that. So that's all. And then I look at myself like, okay, I can look at a different girl for a brief second. But
right.
If I'm not acting upon it, and this chick that I'm with is still draining all my energy, my emotional energy, and I'm still paying for dates, and I'm still doing all the things that I'm doing for the girl that I'm with every day, I'm not going to tolerate you getting too bent out of shape because you saw me look at somebody for a quick second. I'm like, right. So that look that I did for a quick second wipes out all the actions that I've done for the last forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Again, but if my actions show that me looking leads to me cheating, that's a different scenario.
Okay, and that makes sense. No, that does. That makes sense. Okay, let me put a different slant on it now, right? So with the rise of social media,
right?
And, you know, the Instagram baddies and thoughts and models and booty models and all these different things, right?
Right.
Men's attention and what they lust after, what they look or like or follow is quite interesting. Gone are the days where a guy would have a Playboy magazine somewhere in the house, or, you know, old porno video.
But you just answered your question. Like, all those women are pretty much a porno magazine.
Yes, but
that's how you should view them. That, so okay. Guys are not marrying porno magazines, they're doing porno magazine stuff with porno magazines.
No, I get that. So, but my thing is this, right? Because there's a difference of a girl on a VHS or on a Playboy magazine, right?
Right.
While the visuals and the optics are slightly the same, the access is different. So now that video vixen that, you know, that you used to lust after on VHS, okay, now you can follow her and potentially slide in her DMs.
That's
and
true,
she can see that, and, you know, you can have that conversation.
But that's the
you
same. That's less likely to happen than the coworker that's in his face every day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that. No, I mean,
that is.
You'd be surprised. I'm not saying that every guy got it like that, but I think it's.
If the guy who has it like that everywhere else too.
No, and I understand that. I'm not saying that every big booty girl is something that you should be concerned about. But I think what happens is that men will see these things and it's easier access, right? It's not every day that, you know, you're sat there on Pornhub or watching, you know, or have a Playboy magazine or whatever type of magazine that you want, right? But you can access girls that look like this as quickly as after you just check, you know, your email or the first thing when you wake up in the morning or when you go to the toilet or whatever you are. It's there in your face.
Right, constantly. But I think that you're worrying about the wrong thing. And let me break it down for you, right?
Okay. It's not a worry, but go ahead.
I'm not worried. I think whoever worries about that is worrying about the wrong thing. And the reason being, a person like me and a lot of other men that I know, not all men, and I might even be unique, or there might be a brand of men who are unique. We do not want anything to do with the Instagram model. Because that woman needs attention. And we all know from life that women who need attention, two things are going to happen. She's going to drain the fuck out of your energy, or she's going to cheat on you. You know what I mean? Those type of women are going to drain your energy, or they're going to cheat on you. Uh-huh. Like any girl that we see on Instagram, certain guys, I can't talk for all men. Any woman that we see on Instagram showing her ass, like, nah, she's not. Is she for the streets? She's for the streets. I had the same conversation with a homegirl of mine. I said, look, what a man wants is a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
Right.
Niggas don't want a freak in the streets. That's everybody's ass. That right. Instagram model has a million followers. I'm one motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? There's a million simps, rich guys, poor guys, tall guys, short guys, losers, winners, looking at this girl's ass.
Right.
Why would I want that stress in my life?
Right.
You know? The Instagram models, to me, are the ones that you shouldn't concern yourself with. Like, again,
I understand that rationale. But this is what I'm just trying to bring to your attention, what goes down in group chats, girl group, all over the place. Because there's this rationale that comes along that as a woman, right, we understand that there's attractive people outside of ourselves, right?
Right.
We understand that, okay? But the irrational thinking and the emotion that overtakes when you see someone that you like, look at somebody, and especially if it's a completely different look than you, right?
Right.
They have a completely different look than you, and you might be dealing with some insecurity that is, you know, that you haven't dealt with yourself, or your partner does not help, you know, the situation. He doesn't help resolve any of the insecurities that you have, or he may have played a part in you having that insecurity in the first place. But I think what happens is that a woman will see their guy, and they will see him looking. And as you said, if it's a gawk, then okay, we have issues. But if it's glances, right? And it's frequent glances, like you go out here on Monday and he sees a girl, and then on Tuesday he sees this girl, and then on Wednesday he sees this girl, and you know, you go out on Thursday and he sees, you know, and it's like, dude, I understand there are good looking people, but do you have to look?
So like, I gotta have to look. I'm single now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I turned my head a lot, I can't lie.
Right.
Especially since we've been in a pandemic and we haven't seen anything for a long time. And now we're outside and these girls are acting like a goddamn fool. I'm like, women are wearing nothing, and even the women who aren't wearing nothing, they're wearing things to distort their bodies in ways to look impossible.
Right.
I'm like, I catch myself turning my head like a lot, even when I don't want to. Right. But you gotta have principles, right? Mm. Basic principle, like in every equation, you gotta have basic rules, right? If his actions from the past show that this happens when this happens, then this is an issue. If his actions have shown that he has been faithful and done all the things he's supposed to do, I can get it. You in a relationship, you gotta have like leniency cards on some things, right?
Right.
I can't make everything like you gotta be perfect in every aspect. No, you gotta have some like you're good over here, you're kind of weak over here, but then you're strong over there, but you're kind of weak over here. Like,
right.
If he's not cheated on you in the past, if he's not gawking, now if he goes out and looks every freaking day, a conversation could be had. You know? And you know,
and how plus, do you start that conversation? Like, without you looking insecure.
No, I'm like, damn, you look a lot. I mean, like, the first couple of times, just like, all right, if you're accurate and he goes out every day and looks every day, all the time. I mean, again, some men, you know, we're sorry. But that's, in my opinion, cause like, damn, your eyes stay looking, you know, but like in a playful way, not in a... What happens sometimes is that women sometimes get so melodramatic that everything is serious, right? A thing where you could have kind of made it like a joke in the conversation is like the most biggest drama of the day. So that's when guys kind of go like, yo, you got to chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think when a woman gets into that state, she's talking about what's currently happening now, but she's pulling from
experiences. The past.
Yeah.
Right. From the past. That has to be addressed. Like I said, yes. If this person hasn't done this, if his history shows that this person hasn't done this, then that's what you should go off of.
Right.
If this person's behavior shows that he has done this, then you have precedent to say, oh, there you go looking again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. So like, what if I see, if my girl hasn't cheated on me and she admires other niggas, if she's still fucking me right and doing all the things she's supposed to do, fuck it, look. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not doing the things you're supposed to do, and you have a history of infidelity, I guess, then all right, now we have a problem. Or if, now again, embarrassment. If I catch you, if I walk up to you and I'm your boyfriend, and some other nigga has his hand around your waist, you know what I'm saying? That's embarrassment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but if you're giving people energy, that's embarrassment. If you just look and keep it moving, like y'all ain't never gonna see each other again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, although they're never gonna see each other again if they don't know each other, if something's not going on. So like, I just said that shit real fast like a rapper. They're never gonna see each other again. But no, they're never going to see each other again.
Right.
After that moment. And he probably can't even get that girl in the first place, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that he's low or you're low, but like if a girl is garnering that much attention from everybody, then there's just a plethora of dudes willing to, you know, give her the attention, right?
Right.
So I mean, like, I just like, look, man, look, there are people better looking than me. I accept it. I accepted it a long time ago. That don't mean that comparison is a thief of joy. I'm not comparing myself to these. Let Boris Kildrum get all the bitches. I just need one. You know what I'm saying? No man wants all the women, no matter what you think,
I completely agree. I think and a lot of times, because I remember like when I was with someone and that used to bother the hell out of me, it did. But it bothered me because this person had a history of being disrespectful, right? Right,
but that's a history.
Yeah, no, exactly.
That's the reason.
Exactly. So at the time, I was being triggered by it because of the history. Do you see what I'm saying? So that was the reason. Now at this big old age that I am, I realize, listen, a guy is going to look. Right? As long as he's not disrespectful to me, as long as he's not doing it in a disrespectful way, and as long as he's not showing me, reasons that this thing is going to cause an issue further down the line, then it is what it is. Because I also look, and I would be lying to say that my eyes don't, look at things. We're all human. We look at things that we find attractive, whether that's
Right.
a person, whether that's clothing, whether that's food, whatever it is, we're all visually, captivated by things that look nice. But I think what happens is that when we're dealing and struggling with insecurities or things that happened in our past that we haven't resolved, and a lot of times you think that you got over it until it presents itself again, right?
Right.
So a lot of times people say, hey, yeah, I was with someone who was really shitty, like, yeah, he may have cheated on me, or yeah, he was probably talking to girls in the DMs, and yeah, he followed a lot of big booty accounts and would, leave heart emojis and comments and stuff like that. And that makes me really
Hey,
insecure.
look,
No, seriously.
I'm not gonna lie though, but like I've come to realize that this big old age, a lot of motherfuckers are male groupies.
Hello. Oh my God, speak on it.
I mean, again, I was gonna put that on Facebook, but our niggas already hate me because of the shit I say on Facebook. But now I'm like, yo, y'all niggas are male groupies. Like, real talk, I don't be liking these groupie pictures. I'm like, look, I mean, call me whatever you want. If you're not coming to my bedroom tonight, why the fuck am I gonna like your picture? You know what I'm
Right.
saying? Like, that's how I think. I'm like, why would I give you that energy?
Right.
And all these other niggas have given you that energy, and you're not coming to my bedroom tonight? Nah, I'm not a groupie.
Let me tell you, because it was so funny, because and it was crazy, because before Instagram removed the feature of seeing what people liked, remember that was like a big thing, right? You can see what other people liked.
So I'm new to I'm actually kind of new to Instagram, so I wasn't there during that period.
Oh my God. Okay, yes. So during that period of time on your feed, kind of like when you go through your history and activity, you can see what other people liked, right? Now you can kind of see what people like based on how your algorithm is set up, or what just randomly shows up on your news feed, depending on if you haven't interacted with that type of content before.
Right,
But
I
you wouldn't
noticed
know
that.
who. Yeah, you wouldn't know who it is in your follower, but you would see, like, okay, someone I follow interacts with this type of content, so Instagram might suggest that content to you, right?
Right.
So that's how it is now. But prior to that, you could literally see your followers, especially if you were consistently engaged with different people. You will definitely be able to see what they're doing on Instagram. Like, you would see what they liked, the different types of content, things like that. And it was crazy because I know somebody who was married. He just, recently got married at the time, and he was straight liking big booty accounts. Like,
I
I
mean,
legit
I see. I mean,
was
look,
like,
so that's the same thing as Facebook, right?
right, but my
So,
thing was just like, I no, it got to the point, right, where I was like, damn, like every day on Instagram is like,
I mean, but I know married guys. So, first of all, I know women who I judge, and I won't lie, who do nothing but take thirst traps on Facebook and Instagram, right?
right.
Like I said, I'm not a male groupie, so I'm like, what? If you're not coming to me, why the fuck am I going to like your thirst trap, right? But
Right.
anyway, so I know women. So I have friends who we have mutual friends who are women who just do nothing but upload thirst traps, right? So I know guys who are married now that I know who will like the thirst trap pics, and guys who are not married too, but who are in relationships, who will like the thirst trap pictures of these mutual friends. I'm like, why are you doing that? Why are you giving them that energy? I mean,
Right.
and again, I'm not sure. Again, maybe I'm not the type of guy that you wanted to interview for this podcast because my views are like, I'm not going to be sitting here liking all your fucking thirst traps.
But this is what I'm saying. But this goes into what I was trying to allude to earlier with, the following of big booty accounts. And not only just big booty accounts, it could also be girls that guys just, within their own network that they find attractive, right?
Right, but
So,
the difference is those guys are not sleeping with those women.
okay, they don't have to sleep with them, but this is what I'm saying. Just as you just sat up here and said, it's crazy and wild for me to see that a guy who's in a relationship or married liking content that is clearly meant to garner attention in a sexual manner from somebody else.
Right,
You're
so
like,
that's wild to me. So I'm going to admit, seeing the guys that I know who do that, I say to myself, I rationalize like, oh, well, maybe we're just both mutual friends, and they're just liking a mutual friend pick. But realistically, I'm like, that's wild as shit, bro.
right?
Like,
It's
yo.
wild, right? So then can you just imagine? Okay, so you think it's wild, right? So then imagine being the girlfriend or being the wife and seeing your significant other liking photos like that. You might be secure within yourself, right? As a woman, and like, okay, there's attractive people. So if I go out with him, and he sees a beautiful girl, yeah, okay, that's cool. He sees a beautiful girl, but he's coming home to me. Okay, well now he's on social media and he's here liking these suggestive photos, and now it's getting even closer into our circle or people that he may know, that he may be able to access than that random girl that he just saw on the street.
Right, so
Okay.
I will say, my man card can't allow me to talk against the men today. But no,
Nah,
no,
speak
but no,
that
but
truth.
I
Nah, speak that
that,
truth.
that no. But what I will say is that I raise an eyebrow at men in general who like suggestive pictures from women, because to me that's some groupie shit. But I raise an eyebrow even higher for men in relationships who like suggestive pictures of women, like booty, twerking, ass, naked pictures. I raise a very high eyebrow, and I've raised a very higher, the highest eyebrow to men who are in relationships or marriage, who like suggestive photos from women that are in all of our mutual networks.
And why is that so, Lou?
Because we all can see that shit. Like, we all can see that shit. Like, plus, I'm just like, again, for me, I'm like, yo, why are you giving this girl that energy, bro? Like, do you like her? You know what I'm saying?
There we go. There we go.
I'm
It
kidding.
has come out. It has come out.
No,
It has come out. No, that's true.
but again, a liking or an admiration is not the same as an,
Don't try to downplay. Don't try to downplay.
it's
Don't try
not,
to downplay.
it's not the same as an attempt.
Well, keep that energy.
I'm giving
Keep
all,
that
keep
energy.
that energy.
We're
A
not playing.
liking
No.
is not the same as an attempt.
Oh my
And
God.
like I said, most of the guys, I'm gonna spit game to you. The niggas hitting that ain't liking it on Facebook. I mean, they might like one picture, but they're not liking all the fucking photos. It's the niggas who can't get it or who are doing all the liking. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand that, but what I'm also trying to get at is that there's a perception that you are putting out there, right?
Well,
And
look, Jen. I said I raised an eyebrow. I said I raised the highest eyebrow. So I mean, like, yo, all right.
exactly. But what happens is that the woman who's actually dating that person will raise an eyebrow and say something, and they're being told they're insecure.
No. I
Why are you
said
tripping?
no.
No, I'm talking, I'm not saying that, I'm not saying you. I'm saying the person that they're with who is doing that will then come to try to gaslight and be like, why are you so insecure?
Again,
Why are
like I
you
said,
tripping?
it's all about history.
It's just a photo.
Yeah, yeah. So if you are in a, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, and there's a dude who takes a naked ass pic with like some shorts on, but you can see the imprint of the junk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if she likes it, then we're gonna have a conversation. But not because not because I feel like she's gonna cheat on me, right?
Right.
But it's because like, yo, what, do you have any self respect? You know what I'm saying? Like you like that? Like even if we weren't dating, and I saw you do that to a guy, I'm like, yo, you little bit off the chain, young lady. That's a little off. I mean, I probably wouldn't even pursue you.
Right.
If I seen you do that to a dude with pretty much a closed dick pic, you know.
Not closed dick pic.
I'd be like, yo, you're not the type of chick that I want to deal with, for honestly, because you kind of don't have no respect for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of guys then would then say, I don't understand why you're tripping. It's just a photo.
Look, let's
when be honest. They, let's, when they when they
levels,
do it.
There are levels. There's okay, there's scenarios. Oh shit. Oh man.
Welcome back to Lou. Sorry about that, guys. We had some technical difficulties. But we are back. So Tolu, welcome back.
massive technical difficulties.
That's what happens when your phone dies.
No, I'm kidding. No. But we were mid heated conversation.
Yes, can we please pick back up, because I know you said that there was levels.
Like there's levels. There are levels.
Right.
To... Can we please? Yeah. So,
tell us what these levels are.
There are situations where you are overreacting and you are being insecure, and there are situations where it may be justified.
Right. Okay.
If your husband,
does it have to be a husband?
Or
can
boyfriend.
It not be a boyfriend? Okay.
And it depends on your relationship and your circle of friends and how y'all all react to each other and how open and free you all are. But generally speaking, all things being equal, let's say it's a plain couple. With plain morals and plain, personality. If he's liking a girl shaking her ass in a see-through thong on Facebook or Instagram, and you see it, there's an implication that he may never ever get that woman, and he's never cheated on you or stepped on you before. It's still a situation where you could possibly be like, yo, what the hell is this? What are you doing? But it might not have to be nuclear, because you know he's not cheated on before, he's not stepping out on me, and he's never going to get this girl. Honestly, let's be honest. But if it happens a lot and it becomes more egregious, then a conversation probably needs to be had, and the insecurity is not, and the reaction is not based on pure insecurity. It could be a situation where the reaction is based on respect, you know. But if he just looked at somebody and you start tripping, that's your insecurity, right?
Yeah. No.
So looking and not reacting. So to me, everything is about reaction.
Mm.
Liking pics on Instagram is a step above looking, right?
Right.
To me, liking pics. That's why I said there are levels. Looking. If he's not cheated on before, he gives you no reason why he's going to cheat. Fuck it. You know, get your eye candy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Liking pics on Instagram. And again, there are pics where it's like, oh, that's a nice picture, right?
Mm.
That's a likable picture. I mean, that will definitely probably cause some arguments. But if it's just a general nice picture, I mean, you could be making somebody's day by liking it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a closed dick pic, you know what I'm saying? Like some of these dudes like to post where they got not, they showing everything and they got tight so you can see the imprint.
Right.
You know, or if it's a booty shaking pic with big booty and a thong, and how y'all girls do those poses that are that look weird, but it makes one butt cheek look bigger than the other butt cheek. And, you know, how do you stand? That stuff. Okay. All right. Look, you know, that that's above. That's the next level. All right. If it's right. If it's constant, nothing but suggestive, damn near softcore porn videos on Facebook and pictures on Facebook and Instagram, mm-hmm. then that's just, that's like, all right, like, dude, you actually have a, or a lady, you actually have a problem. To me.
So this is what I'm saying. So I know somebody who is married and that's all he likes. That's all the type of content he likes.
I mean, but that, I mean, still, you said, because didn't that, wasn't this a while ago?
I mean, it's a while ago, but it's current now. He like to
like, well, he liked your booty pic?
No, first of all, I don't have any booty pics. Number one.
Hey, Adam, just, you just seem to know a lot about this guy. I'm like, maybe is he liking your stuff?
No, because first of all, I don't have unfortunately, I don't throw thirst traps out there in the atmosphere. And then second of all, no, it's because as I said, when this type of content was, you know, you could see the likes. Yeah, I saw all the time what he liked. And then it's not like I, you know, it's not as easy now to see content that someone likes, but I might see one of these Instagram, you know, baddies or like a Fitspo girl. So a girl who clearly looks like she had a BBL, but she's peddling, you know, detox teas and her fitness program.
What's the BBL? I'm sorry.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, so okay. You know,
the really slim waist and the big ass and hips.
Right. Okay, I got you.
On trend at the moment now. So I would see girls with that physique. And so obviously they're peddling something on Instagram or they've come up on my feed for whatever reason. And I would click on their page out of curiosity. And I would see that he liked multiple photos.
Right. Like, so that's a conversation between him and his wife.
Oh yeah. Which is none of my business. Cause I'm not married to him, but right. It's like knowing that my husband is that type of person makes me, I don't care how confident and secure I am. That's going to bother me.
That's fair. I won't say that's not fair. I mean, I'm not saying women are crazy in those situations. I'm not saying women are crazy in general. I didn't say that, but I'm not saying that guys who say, oh, you're overreacting, you're insecure, are correct in every situation.
Mm.
Like those situations are clearly questionable, right? But again, they might have a relationship where they're like, they may be a bit free and maybe a bit open. We don't know that.
No, that's true. And as I said, what works for them works for them. I'm saying for myself personally, even though I am confident in myself and, you know, there's no reason for me to feel any type of way when we're out and about, I don't know how I would feel if I'm with somebody who is constantly liking images like that. And right. That's so, just me being honest. I don't know how I would feel about that.
And the reason why I say there are levels because I've experienced levels. So I'm going to be honest with you. So I was dating a girl. Matter of fact, not my first girlfriend, but my first freaking heavy, crazy relationship. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
So I was in bed with this chick, you know, my girlfriend, and we're talking, and there's this mutual guy that we knew that she talked to, right? So it's never good to talk about your ex, honestly. Let's be real.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
But every time she talked about him, her eyes light up, and let's call him Jerry. Let's say his name is Jerry, right? Like, mm-hmm. but Jerry, and the way he did this, it was like this, and. But, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, it's Jerry. I'm like, bitch. One day I left the bedroom. I'm like, look, you need to go. You need some alone time so you can do some things about thinking about Jerry.
Right.
And she's like, okay, no, I'm sorry. And that's what I'm not going to go there. But, yeah, she's like, no, I'm sorry. I won't talk about it. But I'm like, yeah, that's when it's disrespectful. Right.
Right.
But, again, that's why, I mean, and girls do this stuff. right? I mean, but you know,
I think that's super disrespectful. There's one thing about, and that's why it's really difficult to talk about exes, because sometimes you can get so wrapped up in what you're saying, whether you're speaking about a negative situation or you might be speaking about a positive situation. It's never easy for somebody to hear, right? Especially if you're the new person in a situation. Like, I don't want to hear about your ex. Like, I want to hear about the negative stuff, but I don't want to hear about your ex because it just seems like you haven't moved on.
Right, and she was clearly infatuated with the guy a little bit still. So right. In that situation, she was clearly still a little bit infatuated with the guy. But again, I mean, honestly, that relationship was purely vain, because back then I was like in super fit model shape. You know what I'm saying? And that's how she knew me. She's like, when I first met you, I just thought of Model Tolu, because I was doing fashion shows for like the little school groups. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like how we ran into each other. You know what I'm saying? And she had a nice shape, you know what I'm saying? You know, she was a pretty girl, had a nice shape. So she had the things that guys would like, right? You know what I'm saying? So it was a very superficial relationship.
Right.
But then I grew out of that and said, all right, totally. That was a superficial relationship.
Yeah, even though that was superficial, you still had feelings. That still affected you.
Right. But then when I realized, like, yo, this... The reason that we're even together was not really based on nothing, in my opinion, right? I mean, like, it wasn't even like a good reason to get together with each other, you know? So I just said to myself, yeah, well, that's where she's on. I mean, she likes me for that reason. So obviously she's gonna talk about the guy before me who she liked for that reason. I mean, I have a way of rationalizing things because in my mind, life is to be lived, not to be bothered by, right? So I try not to let things bother me. And I think that stuff like that is very beneficial to a relationship.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not a let things bother me kind of guy. I'm a like proof and evidence kind of guy. Like, if you show me that you're not doing what you're supposed to do, if you show me that you give me a reason not to trust you, if you show me that you're not respecting me, you're not, then I'll react. But if it's just like little stuff, I'm like, look, life's too short for me to be bothered by your little pet peeve behavior. You know? But this is me personally. The only thing I don't like is disrespect. Like, you know, like I'm talking about, like,
I think a lot of people don't like disrespect.
Right.
I think the liking of suggestive photos on Instagram, you know,
that's a bit disrespectful. I mean, if you're in a respectable relationship, that's disrespectful. I can agree to that, but again, you don't know the relationship that they have.
That's true, and I mean, everyone's relationship is different. Some people just see social media as it's not that big of a deal. I really don't care, as long as he's not sliding in the DMs. As long as he's not leaving comments, a like is just that, a like, right?
But every situation should have, there should be a conversation. My only advice to women is the type of conversation you have, right? Mm-hmm. Everything don't need to be melodramatic. Like, learn a freaking sense of humor, you know? Like, learn how to bring things up in a way that's funny or less combative, you know what I mean? It doesn't always have to be freaking melodramatic. That's when dudes are like, man, I can't deal with this chick, man. Everything is something. Everything is something, you know?
No, and I agree. I think there's certain situations where it can be lighthearted. It doesn't have to be, you know, or it doesn't have to be said in the moment when you're in your feelings, right?
Right. Of course. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times it's like, when you're in your feelings, that's when things go left. Cause you just sitting on there and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this. But I feel like a lot of times a lot of people don't know how to broach that conversation. Like, how do you tell a guy, hey, this really bothers me, without coming across in a way that he's going to be dismissive? about it, or he thinks you're overreacting, or he downplays it. Like, I don't understand why you're getting so worked up, right?
So the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, the first step should be, how many things am I reacting to, right? If there's a long, yes, laundry list of shit that I'm like, oh no, this bothers me, then I might want to lower that list a little bit before I say anything about any of them, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So unless you're with a scumbag of a person, the list shouldn't be that long, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then when you point out the things that are really, really important, then you have the option of, you know, bringing it up as a joke, or y'all can create an environment where y'all every now and then y'all have like real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But let them know, like, so like every so often we're gonna have a real conversation about things that bother me, right? Mm-hmm. And those conversations don't feel like an attack. It's more like well, we scheduled this. You know what I'm saying?
Like a checkup.
Like a checkup, right? Like, but when you're just coming out, when you come out of nowhere with it, it's like, yo, chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my bad. You know what I mean? Like, relax. I mean, nobody likes to get caught off guard with raw emotion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, like, I think, first off, is having that internal conversation with yourself to say, why am I reacting like this? Number one. Is it genuinely because he has done something to me that I feel highly disrespected? Or is this speaking to a level of insecurity that I have yet to deal with? Or is it coming from a place of hurt that I haven't, you know, fully dealt with? And I think once you kind of understand a type of way, then it's that kind of cooling off period, right? Of saying, right, okay, is this a conversation that needs to be had, full stop?
That's crazy. No, just talking to you, just realized, damn, I've been in a lot of relationships where they straight fucking disrespected me. God damn. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, that happened? Like, explain it to you. I'm like, yo, that really happened.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I'm like, the first relationship was kind of crazy. The one with the physical one I told you about, the superficial one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was crazy. It ended crazy. It was crazy all the way through. Because the foundation of the relationship was not based on the person per se. It was like, oh, she's sexy. Oh, he's sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah.
But then the last one that I told you about, when the girl was insecure because her father. That one, we had an environment where we had conversations. We garnered an environment, or I garnered an environment. I mean, not to pat myself in the back, but because she's been in relationships before, and I don't think she had it. But we garnered an environment where we could sit down and just like, let's talk about it. Like, let's have a conversation. Like, what's this one? That's when I learned that her dad didn't show her love.
Yeah.
And that's when I got to, I don't think I ever talked about when the guy's arm was around her waist, because that was just a bit disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I talked about her male friend. Actually the guy that she ended up marrying.
Right.
I was like, yo, I got him. He'd be all up in your face, and you got him, like, you know what I mean? But we talked about it.
Yeah.
But we garnered that type of relationship where we're not, like, cussing each other out. And I told her, like, yo, like one time, so here's the shit that fucks shit up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if your girl is chill, she has an angry woman friend. I'm sorry. For guys, I'm be real. Even if your girl is chill, she has an angry woman friend, right? So, in our relationship, she never really came out sideways, right?
Right.
The two times that she actually did, I said, look, that ain't you talking, that's your friend talking, because you don't talk like that. At least not to me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she kind of chilled off, she backed off, because it wasn't her. You know what I'm saying? And her friend did not like me at all. It's crazy, but I think she didn't like me because she was miserable. But that's a whole nother conversation. No, I'm being real. Because whenever we met up, whenever we talked, she always had an issue with things that I said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just think it was irrational. But she was. It even got to the point where she was starting to tell her friend, like, yo, why are you? Because her friend would send her text messages about dudes she talked to and the overly dramatic way she handled those dudes, right? Like the super extra way that she dealt with those dudes that was uncalled for.
Right. And
my ex would be like, she started to start say stuff like, but why would you talk to him like that? Like, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, because but that's because we garnered the conversation. Like, yo, this is unnecessary. Like, we can talk about this stuff. You know, we can. But anyway, that's a tidbit from my crazy life.
But you know? I also think, I mean, there are people, and I think that's why I have to always kind of caveat, you know, women, especially when they're talking to their friends or associates, they have to be very careful where they get their advice from, because certain people are speaking from certain places, right? And as you said, like, that woman was clearly hurt, upset, and angry, and she was feeding information to your girlfriend at the time from that place, right?
Right, because I remember she said one time, her friend was like, because, you know, we're African, right? So we come from families where, you know, a woman could be a professional and a man could be a professional, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, well, but, you know, she was Black American, just to throw it out there. Her friend, you know what I mean? She was like, no, that never works. Like, tell me, have you ever seen a situation where, because she was a professor, she had a PhD, right? The girl had a PhD, the one I'm talking about, the girl in question, she had a PhD. She's like, have you ever seen a scenario where a professional guy and a professional girl get together and it works? I'm like, yeah, I'm freaking Nigerian.
Yeah.
I see that all the time. Like, no, it never works. I've never seen it work. I'm like, well, what about the Huxtables? Like, that was make-believe. I'm like, all right, like, this lady is just angry. This lady, like, that's just...
For her, so for her, it seems unattainable.
Right. So then I tried to tell my ex, like, look, this girl's kind of negative. Like, so this is what happened. This is the fight we had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one day I tried to treat her good and I tried to make some food for her, right?
Mm.
You know, it was just like a thing, dating for a long time. And I was like, let me try it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I mean, and it went relatively well. There were some hiccups, you know what I'm saying? You know, it wasn't perfect. But I'm thinking, like, yo, I'm boyfriend of the year right now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm boyfriend of the year right now. Like, yay, look at me. You know, pat me on the back. Then the next, like, day or a week or 2 weeks or so, she's like, hey, I have an idea. How about we start taking cooking classes and we each start learning dishes? Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And then... that was her passive way of saying, oh, you need to cook, right? But she wouldn't, didn't say it. She was trying to basically manipulate me into that, back me into that, right? Like, because she was trying to find, like, I have some good date ideas. Let's start taking cooking classes and we each start learning dishes, right?
Yeah.
But so then you know me, like, I'm straightforward. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Like, learning dishes, like, what do you mean? You know, so we start talking about it, right? And then she was like, you expect me to go to work all day and be cooking every day? Like, you cute, but you ain't that cute. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, and mind you, she never talks like that. Ever. Like,
so she
ever.
Was being influenced, yeah.
Right. And then I called her, like, yo, look. That ain't you talking. That's what's her name talking. And she paused. Mm-hmm. She didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then she kind of like apologized. But then I had to break it down to her, right? I'm like, look, there are going to be things that I'm responsible for, and there are going to be things that you're responsible for, right? Just because you're responsible for something doesn't mean that I would never help you, right? You could be responsible for the food, and I could be responsible for the repairs, right? But you can call me from work and say, hey, can you put this on the stove and get it ready so by the time I get home I can finish it, right? Mm-hmm. Or I can call you and say, hey, I'm coming home late. Can you get the toolbox out of the garage and put it next to the machine and do this so that when I get home, I can fix the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So to me, that's where we were at because we were adults, right? But hearing her say that, I'm like, oh, that's your friend talking. That's exactly how she talks. And and I had already known that her friend didn't like my guts. Like, she just completely hated me. No, real talk. It was true, though. It was real, though.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Her friend didn't like my guts. Like, I didn't know at first, but then after a while, I started to pick, because, you know, I'm African, and she was always saying, African guys are never this, and they're always this, and they're terrible. That's how she was, right?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it took me a while to realize, like, this lady doesn't like me.
Right.
This lady really doesn't like me, though. It's not even like a small thing. But I had to check my girl, like, look, that's your friend talking.
Like, right.
This is between me and you, though. You know, this is not your friend.
Right. You know?
And then, but yeah, so we worked well. And again, I think I've talked about why I broke up with her in a previous podcast, so I'm not going to get into that. But if the scenario in my life was like my family and my situation were different, me and that girl would be married right now.
Really? Like,
real talk, me and that girl would be married right now. The reason why I didn't marry that girl is because she had some issues that she had to deal with.
Mm.
And I had, and at that moment of my life, my family had some crazy issues. And I could not, I didn't have the strength to balance her issues and my new unprecedented family issues.
Right.
And she didn't have the, she didn't have the awareness to understand, like, oh, this man needs my support right now. Because he's going through some crazy shit right now. And so it wasn't like it was an amicable breakup. It wasn't like bad, but it's like, I was like, I can't deal with this right now. I got, you know, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And we ended positively. We even speak today, honestly. We still talk today every now and then. You know, but because of her demeanor and how we addressed problems and how we talked, literally, we would probably have been married. If I had known what I had back then, I probably just said, fuck my family. Like, real talk. what I mean by that, I mean, remove myself from the situation because it wasn't, I didn't need to be a part of the situation. I mean, remove myself from the situation, like make a cognitive decision to say, this situation is bad, but I can build this over here.
Right.
And this is my future, and then I can come back and deal with this later.
Mm.
But back then, it was like, no, this family situation is the most important thing. This is unprecedented. You got to take care of it. But if I had known that I had a woman that I was attracted to, who we also addressed problems in a respectful manner, then I would have kept it.
Right.
Because that's actually pretty rare, honestly.
Mm.
It's not a lot of women or men. If you're a woman that you're attracted to, who also has a personality that is comparable to yours, and you both address things in a respectful manner. So, yes. So I say all that to say that, yeah, I realize that that's probably, we would have probably been married now had an act of God take place in my life to distract me from not being able to deal with her issues and my issues.
Right. Damn. I mean, but you know what? Hindsight is a hell of a thing, right?
I'm not being myself. Like, she's married to somebody that she likes. And I have the plenty of fish mentality to life.
Mm.
I mean, like I said, I don't look at anything as pass or fail. I look at it as a case study, right?
Right.
So I look at even that scenario is a case study. So if I come past a scenario like that in the future where it's a girl that I like and we have such a grand connection that I know, like, at this time, you got to make sure that you keep it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. But I don't know how the hell we got here from clothes, dick pics, and Instagram models. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Follow that thought pattern.
Yeah, I mean, but it's good though because it just shows that, you know, like there's certain things, even though sometimes we might think like, oh, it's not that big of a deal, right? If it happens in a relationship, when you start collecting feelings for somebody, you start to get either hyper aware of things or super sensitive. And I think it's so interesting because when I realize that if I don't really like somebody, I don't care what they do. Like, I don't care if you are looking at somebody or you're liking photos on Instagram and you're doing all sorts of stuff. Like, you know, I would find that disrespectful depending on how you move about it. But if I really don't like you like that, I don't really care. It's only until I don't know, you do something and I react, and it's how I gauge my reaction is when, well, damn, I actually really like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the conundrum. That's the conundrum of life I face with women, in my opinion. The guys who they actually like, who treat them well, they treat the worst. The guys who they don't give a shit about, and who don't treat them like, who treat them like shit, they don't give a shit about, they give them all the leniency and all the passive behavior and all the calmness. Mm. And I'm like, yo, give the guy that you like all that calmness and all that level-headedness and that passiveness, and give the nigga that you don't like all that attitude and all that drama.
Right.
It's backwards. It's not even just dating. It's even like family members. Like, the family members who cling to you the most are the one who give you the most drama.
Mm.
And the family members who don't give a fuck about you, they just let you be about your day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Well, like you said, because when you're emotionally engaged with something, you get triggered more.
Mm.
You know, and I think it's backwards, but it's the truth. Like, if you're emotionally two things, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're emotionally engaged, you get triggered more. And when you're emotionally engaged, you do more. And when you do more, you expect that same energy from somebody else.
Yeah.
So because you like, so person A is amazing, right?
Mm.
Because person A is amazing, you do more.
Yeah.
So now because person A is amazing and you do more, you're expecting person A to do more to you.
Yes.
And then when the person A doesn't match the energy that you're giving them, you flip out.
Yeah.
The only reason why you gave person A all that energy because person A was amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like you're treating the amazing person bad, and then the people that you don't care about, it's like you're so cool and so calm and so friendly and so loving with them. I'm like, yo, y'all got to switch the game plan a little bit if y'all want things to work out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it also could be, it may come across as if they're cool and loving, or they're just simply detached, like they really don't care.
Right, but person A wants that energy from you.
Mm.
Person A wants that. She's always chill with this guy. She's always calm with this guy. She laughs and they joke and it doesn't. But with me, she's always stressing me out. She's always triggered. But I'm the one who's doing everything right, and then that's why niggas get mad.
Right.
This movement that you see where niggas like the Kevin Samuels people, it's a result of that a little bit. Like all these dudes who do the most for a lot of these women and they get all the negative reaction, but they see fuckboys get all the goodies and they're like, I'm better than those niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm better than these fuckboys, but you treat these fuckboys better than you treat me.
Right.
You know, and so now you got this backlash of, you know, some supposedly successful, you know, eligible, polite, productive men who are like, nah, man, these chicks out here, these chicks out here, man, they're not worth it, but the way that they acting, it's like, it's not worth it, you know?
Mm.
That's how you get this Kevin Samuels movement, you know, because he's like, and then the Kevin Samuel movement starts because before men couldn't say that shit. And then now Kevin Samuels is saying it, and men is like, dude, you're saying the things that we think and we thought, and you're saying it, and we couldn't tell them because they wouldn't listen because men are bad, so everything that we did is our fault, but it's not really our fault because they be fucking up too, but you're saying it.
No, I feel you. I just think, no, I agree. I think what happens is, and it sucks that way, but it's kind of when people invest their energy and their time, that's when they expect the expectation levels for the other person rises,
Right, but
right?
the reaction is, and tell me if the statement is wrong. I've only seen women destroy men who actually cared about them. Like the niggas who were just fuck boys, they're not getting destroyed. It's the men who cared about you who are here getting destroyed because they invested. That's the movement. Men are not trying to invest in women because men are child support, divorce, losing everything, losing meaning in life, losing their kids. Like, but this is the woman who I gave everything. But then, but instead, I could just be a fuck boy like everybody else, and I won't lose shit. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
but
I'm not justifying it. I'm not justifying it, first of all.
no, and I agree. And I think this goes back to kind of what I was saying about dealing with past hurts and insecurities. That's when you realize, like, hey, I'm treating a really good guy like shit because I'm expecting XYZ to happen, even though he hasn't displayed that energy with me. And that's somebody who hasn't dealt with their issue or hurt. And a lot of times is people think that they're healed or they've gotten over whatever they've gotten over until they get triggered again. And the thing about being triggered about something is you don't know how you're going to be triggered. You don't know when that's going to arise, but you have to have this self-awareness to realize, like, hold on here. Like, this is really bothering me. But why is it bothering me? Is this something that or is it something that I've dealt with in the past that I haven't gotten over? And this is why I said, like, when things bother you, you have to understand where it's coming from and then not respond so quickly, especially when you're in your feelings, because then you hurt other people who actually really care about you. But that's a completely different conversation.
Yeah, and again, you're right. And it's not even relationships. It's like, even like family. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
that's an relationship dynamic. Doesn't have to be romantic. Yeah.
So yeah, so that, so yeah, so that was pretty deep. That was like,
It
yeah.
was. Oh my God. We have literally talked about so many different things. But once again, Tolu, thank you so much for giving us a male perspective on, what a wandering eye might look like in a relationship and how to go about dealing with that level of, or situation. And also, we discussed briefly about the impact social media has on relationships. So where can my followers hear more from you? Where are you on the socials?
Well, so first of all, you got the Sonder podcast.
Hey,
So don't
yeah.
forget about the Sonder podcast. And then the Instagram is the Sonder podcast. I don't deal with my Facebook like that because it's kind of personal. My Instagram is the Sonder podcast, but you can also reach me at Tomoba Prince. So it's
Okay.
Tolu Omoba, but it's Tomoba Prince on Instagram.
Okay, guys. So if
And
you go ahead.
I comment a lot on the Let's Chat po podcast's crazy posts, so you might catch me on one of them posts, because she be saying, because the Let's Chat podcast be saying some wild stuff sometimes.
My gosh. I try to keep it
Nah, you I feel nah. Respect, black bros don't cheat. I
Hey.
respect. Hey.
Hey. And on that note, guys, thank you so much for staying tuned and listening. And I will see you guys next week. All right.
Peace,
Take care.
y'all. Peace.
Peace in the Middle East.